May the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Romans chapter 8, there's an interesting phrase describing what we have, who we are, and thus what we have in Christ. It says in verse 16, "The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, we're heirs also, heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ. If we indeed suffer with Him, we shall also be glorified with Him." It says again, we're heirs of God, but we're not just heirs, we're fellow heirs with Christ. In John, Jesus describes the inheritance He enjoyed, and He walked in as the Son of Man while on the earth. And He says this in John 16, verse 15, "All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that He takes of mine, the Holy Spirit does, and He will manifest it to you, make it your experience." Again, Jesus said, "All things that the Father has are mine." In John 13, at the beginning of this upper room discourse, it says, "Now therefore, before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that His hour had come, that He should depart out of this world to the Father, having loved His own who were in the world, He loved them to the end." Verse 3, "Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into His hands, and that He had come forth from God and was going back to God." And again, that Colossians passage that we've referenced a lot, it says, "All the fullness of deity is embodied in Christ, and we have been made full and thus complete in Him." It's one thing if me and Bill and Amelia and Ron were siblings, and our father left us an inheritance that involved wealth and land, and we were heirs. And that would mean that Bill gets 25%, Amelia gets 25%, Ron gets 25%, I get 25%. But if we're joint heirs, it means Bill gets it all, Amelia gets it all, Ron gets it all, and I get it all. We just got to figure out how to make that all work. But he gets 100%, we all get 100% of what the Father had. And so Jesus was an heir. He was the heir. As the Son of Man, when He walked on the earth, all things that the Father had were His. The fullness of deity was embodied in Him. But Jesus says, now because we're in Him, we're all joint heirs with Christ. Therefore, everything that the Father has, that Jesus has, we also have. That's a good bit. All the fullness of deity is embodied in Him, and therefore we have been made full in Him. Having said that, this little verse we looked at a few weeks ago, just look at it again, it's fascinating. When it says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, "And my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus." Now, sometimes people will translate that and preach that, and they'll say this, "And my God shall supply all your needs out of His riches in glory in Christ Jesus." But if it's out of His riches, it's just simply talking about the source. But if it's according to His riches, it has to do with the measure of riches. The point being this, if we were to say, well, yesterday Bill Gates gave Bill Jones $100. That means out of his riches, he gave him $100. But if you came to me and said, "Did you know that Bill Gates supplied all of Bill's needs according to his riches?" That meant that everything that belongs to Bill Gates, he gave to Bill Jones. There's a big difference. You see, and when we draw again from that scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, for God in His limitless ability abounded all grace. All grace to us. That we, always having all things, may abound to everything we put our hand to. God shall supply whatever your need might be. The measure to which that need can be met is not out of his riches, but according to the riches of his grace. How much does God have to meet that need? Is your need the need of patience? Then you possess in Christ all the patience that he has. He doesn't give you some patience. He meets your need for patience from all the patience that God himself possesses. That's abounding to every good thing. Is your need to love someone who's hard to love? He doesn't give you out of his riches. He meets that need according to how much love he has. He gives you all that. So that you don't kind of win. It's not a slight victory. It's an overcoming thing. Whatever it is, whether it's an internal issue or you're facing an external battle, because you're joint heirs with Christ, God supplies, he supplies, he's your supply, all your needs according to how rich he is in Christ in the heavenly places. Amen? Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.